Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Brian Matamore is here too, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. Brian is the president and the founder of the Growth Engine Company, LLC, which is an innovation firm that specializes in helping people like you and me get out of our own way and not get run over by people who actually have their cornflakes together. He helps you out with that. He's the author of the new book, Idea Stormers, How to Lead and Inspire Creative Breakthroughs, and as I said, he's our new friend, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. I appreciate your having me.
Good to have you here. So let's talk about this thing. Now, my audience they know that we talk about innovation on the show here all the time. We've talked about being, you know, the importance of being creative and the creative process and all those things. But one of the reasons why I think it's important, what you're doing is important, and it's important for us to talk about it, is not because of change, because change hasn't changed much in 2,000 years. But what has changed is the velocity of change.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why we can't just innovate and then build it and execute it and then plan to re-innovate in 5 years. You better be innovating every day, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I'm with you on that, absolutely. And it's helped our business, actually.
Yeah.
Because companies are agreeing with that. I mean, you really cannot stand still. I think probably the software industry is the best example of that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there are shifts happening all the time. And everything, I've never seen a time when everything that you love that comes at you also has another side of the blade, which is also a disruptor.
Yep, yep.
And you got to think about both sides, don't you? I mean, whenever you head off in a direction, it's a little bit of a chess game, right? You have to say, okay, how's this going to help us, but how could it hurt us?
Well, yeah, it's a really good point. I mean, when we do work with some clients, you know, they get worried because they're ambiguous situations, and it's not clear always what you should do.
Give us an example of what that would sound like in a meeting, for example.
Well, I mean, this happens more in focus groups that we might do, but
right.
You know, one consumer might say one thing, another consumer might say another thing, and so the client is saying, "Man, what do we do here? Because I'm getting a contradictory message,"
mm-hmm.
and so we tell them to relax because we see that ambiguity and indecision and confusion as really an invitation to more learning.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess my recommendation would be is when you're in that situation, you know, go talk to some more people, go learn some more, because as you learn more, you'll get more ideas and you'll probably know what to do.
But isn't that the key, knowing how much of a crucible to put your idea through, but then knowing when to pull the trigger too?
You're absolutely right. You know, a lot of companies will tell you that this is the science of innovation and the science of ideation and brainstorming, and it really isn't. It's the art of these things.
And it's also one of the most important things a small business owner has to learn how to do, and that's to say, okay, I have an idea, but it's in my head, so it can't be perfect. So I've got to go road test this on other people. And as you say, you're going to get some people will like it, some people won't like it. Everybody will have an opinion. And knowing who to listen to, knowing what to take from them, and knowing when to stop listening and start pulling the trigger, that's the leadership part, isn't it?
It sure is. Boy, I couldn't agree more. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you are not going to get a formula for making a decision. I mean, you mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it could be a gut call. But hopefully that gut has been informed by talking to a lot of consumers. I mean, a good example of this was when we did work with Thomas's English Muffins. And, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, this is a bigger brand, but I think your entrepreneurs might like this. You know, they couldn't decide whether to do a white English, you know, a natural English muffin,
right.
an organic one, a whole grain white, or, you know, heaven forbid, a brown English muffin, you know? because they had been making white English muffins
right.
for 100 years.
Right.
And
that
so,
was their muffin paradigm, wasn't it?
It sure was. Their muffin paradigm is a great comment. And you know, the general manager, to his credit, he went to all these groups, and he saw how passionate people were. And he said, you know, we're going to do a brown English muffin, despite what some of the senior management said. He said, we're going to do a brown English muffin, and they did, and it became, you know, over 30% of the business. But he had to make an heroic call to do
right.
that.
Right.
Because it was against their tradition, frankly.
But the other thing is you also have to learn how to take these things in granular steps, right? Because if your decision rests on you hitting a home run when you launch, then that's pretty risky. That's pretty dangerous.
Yeah, I like what you said.
But if you make little bitty
yes.
assaults and you know, and you instead of getting a, you know, instead of getting your head cut off, you get a skint knee, that's different, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, I couldn't agree more. A lot of our clients, you know, say, "Oh, we want the big idea." I say, "Well, let's get a whole bunch of singles."
Yeah.
And you know, those singles can right. turn into doubles and home runs. And frankly, you don't know. I mean, you don't know which one might turn into home runs. So we like to do a lot of little experiments, a lot of little prototyping, take mm-hmm. it out, get some reaction, get it in the marketplace in a small way, and see what happens.
Well, nobody is better at this. Nobody was better at this. And, of course, this could be no greater success story than Thomas Edison.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean
Edison is the father of the notion that, you know, failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Absolutely, you know, and as you know, he had what he called the cut and try method. You know, he'd
right.
cut, he'd try, and give it a shot. And of course, you know, 50,000 experiments on the alkaline battery, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, which made the light bulb seem like child's play, which was only 6,000 experiments.
Right.
You know, and so you know, he believed certainly in passionate doing.
But at the heart of all of that, and I think at the heart of all the people listening and the folks you've worked with, is the absolute commitment to innovate.
Oh, my God. You know, I haven't heard it put quite that well. It is a commitment to innovate because it is tough. I mean, it is not easy coming up with a great idea. I mean,
yep.
you know, our work has been to help people do that. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, you generate 200 ideas in a ideation or brainstorming session, and then, you know, which are the good ones. But it takes a big commitment to do that. And frankly, a lot of people don't have the time for that these days.
Well, or the guts.
Or the guts or the money
and
sometimes.
That's exactly right. And, folks, you've heard me say this before, reinvention or extinction. The choice is yours. Right back after these messages with Brian Matamore. His book is called Idea Stormers.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.